It's a good day program at 7 after the hour, and with us, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and me being us, she's not an outsider. Matter of fact, she's welcome to spend as much time here as she likes. How productive that may be for her, because she has become the Genghis Khan of guruism. Let's see, what else can I come up with? It's an alliteration.
The Genghis Khan, wow.
Wow, she's tough.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, but it sounds okay. I mean, I think it's in your favor.
Andrea Metcalf is here, our fitness guru, the Genghis Khan of guru people, comes to fitness. I'm trying to come up with an alliteration that's better for fitness. The first and finest, the most fabulous fitness. Is that okay? We are all right with that. Andrea.
How about the fab fit fun?
The fab fit fun fitness person?
Our freaky fit friend.
Freaky frit. Say that.
Try and say that without saying frit.
Palm tree? Right.
So Andrea is here to help us in terms of using, if you're new to the program, Andrea is here to tell you how you can use your body, use all of your body when you're walking, when you're running, when you're working. There are muscles all through your body. And if you would like to have those muscles do the things that they can do, it's paramount on you to be thinking about them. For example, Andrea has inspired me. Actually, I give her credit, but I started doing this before. When I walk and I'm thinking about it, I tighten up my butt muscles. So that when you're... Why are you laughing? What's funny with that? What is so amusing?
She said that I didn't inspire you to do that. You do that on your own.
But you've now made me think about it more often as I'm going down the street or I'm running up a flight of stairs.
I couldn't make you look any more geeky than you already do.
What?
I'm just picturing you walking down the streets of New York with your butt cheeks clenched, like in this little hobble.
Like he has to go potty.
Right. You must look like a penguin.
I don't know that I notice it. It's just, you can feel it, but I don't know the people
think
watch.
About how you
don't
walk.
Worry, everybody does.
Who's watching my butt? Why would anybody? Well, Andrea, would you watch my butt? Huh? Richie's not watching my butt.
You everybody's probably watching your butt.
I'm really? Kicking it.
Right. Yeah. Right, okay. Dream on, Charlie. So anyway, the idea when it comes to fitness and training, the thing that you are is your own best friend if you figure out how to put the pieces together. That's what Andrea Metcalf is here to do. So how many muscles do we have in our body?
Over 600.
600 muscles in our body. Okay. So how do we, how many can we move at once? Have you ever figured that out?
Oh, no, I haven't added that one up. I mean, because we think of all the little muscles of your face and your hands and your feet, that might be a difficult one to figure out. But I can tell you some other ways to burn more calories while you're walking.
You can?
Yes.
I'm excited because here's my deal, Andrea. I've been walking a lot lately. I've been really trying to get in a good 30 minutes, if not more, every day walking. But I've been changing up the terrain a little bit. So I'll do hills one day, flat. You know, I'll mix up my where I'm walking. Mm-hmm. But I'm ready to amp it up a little bit more.
Okay. Well, I mean, the first thing is you have to have really good form while walking with just posture. So you want to make sure that your head's over your tailbone and that your butt's not out in front of your head, so you're not a butthead.
That feels weird.
You're not a butthead. I like that.
The other one is that your toes point forward on every step and that you push off your big toe and the ball of your foot on every step. That's going to engage more of the backside of the glutes. That's kind of what some of the core balancing shoes, like the tone-ups and shape-ups and stuff that came out a few years ago, we're trying to get people to do is kind of rock and make sure they pushed off the ball of your foot, because when you get more hip extension, you work more butt.
So is it okay? Because those are the shoes that I wear, actually.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes,
those are good shoes. Okay.
Those are good walking shoes.
Right.
They're not just good to just wear one every day. It's kind of like the barefoot shoes, the Vibram Five Fingers. Those are good shoes to wear if you've been in heels all day, because they help open up the foot and strengthen the smaller muscles that support the arch. So from that standpoint, a shoe is specific to help you for certain things, and the walking shoes are great. Another thing that you want to try and do is it's really about the rotation of the spine. So you want to make sure that you're pumping your arms, reaching out, hand out in front to eye level and the other hand into your rib cage, and then vice versa when you switch steps. Because the arm swing is going to end up toning your core and and working more muscles in the back.
All right, so
are people going to laugh at me,
yeah,
though, when I'm walking
cool.
like a dork?
No, you shouldn't look like a dork. And by no means, when you have really good form walking and you just got that nice, gentle arm swing, it shouldn't look like a forced mechanical process. You want to get it down smooth and flowing. And the other thing you can do is by changing the way you breathe into the nose, out through the mouth, you can probably use a little bit more of the core because you'll go deeper into your diaphragmatic muscles or down into your belly. And you can tone up there, too.
Hmm. Well, you know.
What?
Well, I mean, I'd always known about the swinging the arms for the balance and just to kind of keep the rhythm. But I never thought about the core muscles and how that works. Mm-hmm. And the diaphragm, the breathing through the nose. And I know that that's good to kind of keep your energy and to keep your oxygen. But I'd never thought about that for the diaphragm muscles either. Very interesting.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds so easy to just go out and start walking, but when you walk with really good form, you're going to burn probably 10 to 20% more calories. And then I have a whole blog on walkalotties, which is some other arm movements that you can try. Now, doing walkalotties can be walking sideways, because when we walk sideways, you're going to end up toning different muscles than when you walk forward or backwards or crossovers. And those are things you can do to switch up your walk, especially at the end, so you can open up the muscles a little bit differently, and you get a dynamic stretch.
Dynamic.
As opposed to a held or static stretch.
Mm-hmm. All right, so is this all making sense to you boys and girls? This
makes
a lot of
sense.
I just looked up Andre Metcalf's walkalotties, like Pilates, but walkalotties.
Yeah.
Guess where it's listed? Nope. Oprah.com.
Really?
Slash Andrea Metcalf, walkalotties.
She also has pedalotties or whatever you call that.
Pausalotties.
That's it, right.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can do exercise.
Wow, the Huffington Post and YouTube. Yeah. Wow, this walkalotties is everywhere.
Big time stuff.
She's our celeb.
She is.
Andrea Metcalf is here helping us lose weight, helping us build up our muscle, et cetera, et cetera. Our muscles, if we have 600 of them. Here's some thought. There are a lot of bizarre things people have done to lose weight. You heard there are these various things. I saw the ACAI. How do you pronounce it? ACAI. Is that S-I?
ACAI?
Acai.
Acai.
There's another way to put it.
There's supposed to be a weight loss program attached to that. Let's see here. The cotton ball diet. People actually believe that eating
gross.
A few cotton balls before a meal will help fill their stomach and make them full, having less energy. How about we just do something that makes good sense? Like, you start taking TH-121 as soon as you can call 800-525-2710. Order a 30-day supply free of TH-121. Get on it. Get yourself in shape before summertime. Do it now, and you will find a weight loss formula that actually works. What Andrea is suggesting makes good sense. Matter of fact, you probably tie it into taking TH-121. This is the world's finest antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula, and it does provide you with dramatic results. Can you imagine how much more, Richie, you could get out of this if you were doing what Andrea suggested and also taking this? It's a capsule a day, free for 30 days, TH-121. Lose the weight, look healthier, be better. 800-525-2710. Don't forget, results are guaranteed or your money back with TH-121. Do something that makes sense when it comes to losing weight. 800-525-2710.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Come on up here. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, is here on Good Day with Jennifer and Richie and me. And there are all kinds of things that people think will help them lose weight, vitamins and surgery. But it's using the product that I was just talking about a few minutes ago, things like that that help you. There's no substitution for movement. And that's what Andrea is all about. If you check out her Naked Fitness website and the book, and she's all over the place everywhere because she understands not only how to shape yourselves up, get fit, get strong. She also understands how to use the new media. And knowing how to do something and knowing how to tell people how to do something are two separate things. Do you not agree? I think Andrea is the best person, Richie, that we know who knows how to use all of the various media to get her message across.
I don't think we have anybody else
that participates with us that gets the message out like Andrea does.
I connect with Andrea in more ways. And if you're out there and you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, you're here, you listen to the podcast, it's easy. Last night I had a fitness question. Bang. We were going back and forth. I asked her about a couple of things, and we were talking about some things we'd talk about today, and Jennifer was like, let's do walking.
Yeah.
But she's anywhere.
What's so good about this is there's a glow to people, both men and women, who get into fitness and really do understand it. There's a certain glow that they have. You know what I mean? You get around them, whether it's the confidence that they exude. But people who have a healthy body have this kind of glow and a feeling, a vibe, if you will.
Vitality.
Yeah, it is. It's vital. That's a very good word for it. So check out Andrea and her input, Twitter, Facebook, Good Day Show, Naked Fitness. She's all over the place. Andrea Metcalf with us here on Good Day.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating will get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Now, 23 minutes past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Stuart Allen Books is the professor in charge of tax knowledge, and so he's here as the official representation of the other side. He's actually on our side. He's on your side with tax changes, ideas, et cetera, et cetera. So, Stuart, the first thing that we have as a confrontation is the new Obamacare legislation and what it will cost us, changing health savings accounts to $2,500 a year instead of, what is it, $7,500 a year now you can deduct? Is that right?
That's what Richie said yesterday, and I believe Richie.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to be the tax expert. What does he know?
you're my accountant. What do I know?
Yeah. Already we're off to a great start. All right, next. Tax increases of a... Why do I bother with this? I'm not sure. Tax increases of almost 1% for those who earn over $200,000 a year to add to the Medicare tax. So it's 1.4% plus self-employed people like me have to match it. Isn't that right? How does that work?
Yes.
This is going really well so far. You have lots of business, Stuart.
Okay, let's try one more.
Oh, let's try it again.
All right. We have
Medicaid tax.
Yes.
Is basically something that is withheld from your salary.
Yes, that's true, Stuart.
And it's something that all employees have to match.
Employers.
It's withheld from the employees, and the employers have to match.
All right.
Yes.
So the percentage is like 1.4% or something like that, isn't it?
He has asked me these dumb questions. -6.25, -6.20.
Carry the
1.45.
1.45. All right. So it's going to go to 2.45.
For people earning over a certain amount.
Over $200,000. So
right.
That will mean that the person that is the small business folk or the self-employed person will have to match that. So that means that the self-employed person, listen to this, folks, is going to pay almost 5%. Listen to this. 5% of your income is going to pay, if you're over $200,000 a year, to pay for Obamacare. 5%.
Well,
plus,
wait a minute. First of all, it's only an additional 2%.
What do you mean?
Number one, because you're already paying
Right,
2.9%.
But the self-employed person who's now paying 3% will have to pay 5%.
2.9, 4.9, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But of all my self-employed people that I have in my practice, there are only two or three whose incomes are over $200,000. The majority of small businesses are not making that kind of money.
Principle of the thing. Plus, a 3% tax on real estate transactions. So tell me that doesn't make a difference to people. And what I was trying to figure out...
Mm-hmm.
That bothers me.
Yeah, and maybe...
It should.
Yeah. If, in fact, we get $100,000 back, and you pay 3% of that, so you're going to pay $3,000, do you still pay capital gains on $100,000 or $97,000? Pretty good question, huh?
The regulations on that are not out yet as to whether or not that is considered a cost of the sale, as the tax stamps you currently pay your local government are, or whether or not that is going to be in addition. And it's not the profit, of course. Yeah, it is the profit that you pay the tax on.
Right.
But that excise tax that they're talking about, and that's what it is. It's an excise tax on the sale of a real estate.
So
is going to be on the gross, not the net.
Right. So this should be something that every homeowner, this is why maybe there's a bunch of phony baloney stuff going on. You never can tell. Politicians are so scurrilous in their thinking. I'm so cynical about all of this. I figure behind the scenes somebody has figured out a way to push more and more people into housing, rental housing, which is more easily controlled by the government. That's the way I look at this, because these people are just all about socialism. So you might want to think about that as you're thinking about who to vote for in the next round of elections. A little political input. Stuart Allen Books from Books Bernardi. You can go online, Books Bernardi and Company, and check out what he has for information. Hopefully it's better than what you got out of him today. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
What is a fashion star? It's a fashion designer who's so good, their name is on the label. And we're looking for the next one.
I want to find the next fashion icon.
Tonight on NBC, it's the premiere of Fashion Star, from supermodel Elle McPherson with Nicole Richie, John Varvatos, and Jessica Simpson. The stakes have never been higher as H&M, Macy's, and Saks bid on the fashions. And what you see on the show, you can buy online and in stores the next day.
Let's go shopping.
Fashion Star premieres tonight on NBC.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rush Limbaugh, as we know, has been the target of lots of conversation. There have been people who have said he ought to be taken off the air because he's un-American.
Yeah.
There are people who say you should not buy anything that he advertises. Other people say they won't go to advertisers who cancel, and that they're more now likely to use, some people more likely use Rush Limbaugh's sponsors. So here's a new one that stepped up to the plate yesterday. The fellow who owns the Moonlight Bunny Ranch said he is ready to spend $1 million advertising on Limbaugh's show to market his own legal
all of these
home.
People.
Very nice.
Dennis Hoff.
Yeah,
says
he's famous.
It's not fair for Rush to brand a college student as he did. So we're going to let him redeem himself by being nice to those who do this legally. He's going to have his
his bunny
advertising rejected, probably. But listen, $1 million worth of free publicity.
Yeah, that's what all these people are doing now.
Yeah.
What was the website that we had the guy on once where you're trying to hook up if you're married?
Oh, Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison. And they're all just trying to get the free publicity. We'll be on Rush. We'll be on Rush.
Yeah, well,
it's annoying.
Write a check. Step up to the plate. The new Washington Post ABC News poll released yesterday says that a large majority of Americans disapprove of the way the current administration is handling the economy. Mostly the focus is on rising gas prices, and this is more to the point of what I want to talk about. I'm not interested in the political side of this other than to know what you are doing now that gasoline has gained 49 cents a gallon since the beginning of the year. 49 cents a gallon since the 1st of January. The average price around the country is $3.79. I paid $4.39, and that was cheap. There's plenty of gas out here for $4.59.
Yep.
Yep. 65%, 66% say they find the handling of this issue by politicians unsatisfactory. There are other areas, but I'm more interested in that because it affects every single thing that we all do. Everything that we do is affected by the price of gasoline. So what are we doing? Why is it that this has not gotten the attention that it deserves? Why isn't every one of these guys in the primaries today? And where is it? In Tennessee and
Newt's all over it. That's the only thing I've seen him talk about the last few days.
Yeah, because it's
smart, by the way, to do that.
Yeah. Even though he's not doing so well in the polls, but that has to do with other things, not with this idea. Right. Exactly. So it's just something that more and more of us need to push. Those people, if you are interested in,
I don't think they
care
about the prices coming down. I think I think the administration, you know, and we've talked about this before. The higher the gas prices go, the more we pay attention to alternatives. And I think that's their philosophy, which I'm okay with, except you can't ignore the current situation.
Do them both.
Yes. You have to seek the alternatives, and you have to keep the price of gases down now. Not next year. You have to do it now because this will kill us.
All right, so how many of you have done something of late that you've never done before? What have you done lately that you have never done before? 800-510-8255. I asked that question because yesterday I did something that I have never done before.
What did you do?
I was in a supermarket picking up a few things that I needed to sort of finish off the week, not have too much stuff in the refrigerator. And I walked by an Auto Lotto site.
Oh, I love those. Those little machines that dispense lottery tickets. Okay.
Right. Yep. So
I've visited before.
I put $5 in for a scratch card that could have been worth $100,000 a year
for the
rest of my life.
But you bought the big one. You bought the one that cost $5 for
$5.
One ticket.
Okay. And guess what I got?
How much?
Guess.
Nothing.
Zippo.
Why is it so unanimous?
Because
it's hard to win.
Those are the odds.
Yeah. So how much did you win?
Zippo.
No, you won a $5 bookmark.
But here's the deal. I was listening to an interview a few months back from the guy who runs the lottery in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
And the guy was quite frank. He said, listen, if you really want the best chances to win, get the scratch-offs.
Yeah,
really?
If you do the Powerballs, if you do this, your chances are much, much smaller. But if you do the scratch-offs, you may not win as much, but you're going to win more often or at least have better chances and better odds to win.
Hmm. Okay, so I have
clarification. That's what I started doing. I have a card at home that I haven't scratched off yet. I let the kids do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're encouraging gambling.
You're teaching your children to gamble.
Take the shot, baby.
So, Dougie, was this the first time you've ever bought a scratch or lottery ticket, or was this the
first time? No, it's not the first time I ever bought a lottery ticket. It's the first time I bought a scratch ticket.
You've never bought a scratcher before?
Never bought a scratch ticket before. Never.
Really? You might want me to check it to make sure you did it right then.
Well, there were four numbers across the top, and then they listed a whole bunch of other numbers.
And if you let me, I'll be like, yep, Doug, it's a loser, and then all of a sudden I'll disappear.
I think that's what happens to people, and they lose their energy and momentum. I think you keep buying and keep trying if you can afford it.
I was behind a guy the other day, two construction guys.
Yeah.
And they were dumping $100 each.
Really?
Wow. Is it scratchers or?
Yeah, and these guys, I mean, you know, it's not like these guys were, you know, out there driving Mercedes. I mean, they were in a work truck.
Working guys,
so, I mean,
yeah,
working guys. So, you know, okay, they're okay, you know, but, I mean, this is the chunk of change to be dumping on this kind of stuff.
But you got to play to win.
A lot of money.
I don't know, but at what point are you. $100 isn't throwaway money for most people.
No.
You know, $5. You know, I usually do $5 at a time.
Indeed.
That's throwaway money.
Yeah.
$100, that's real money.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Okay, so you'll remember last week we were talking about that lottery winner in Michigan who caused the stir. She admitted she was collecting food stamps after she had won a $1 million prize.
I like it.
Just because she can.
Well, the state has put the kibosh to this. They have removed food assistance program eligibility from Amanda Clayton. She had been getting $200 a month in benefits. She said that she thought she would be cut off right away. But she wasn't, so she thought it was okay to keep collecting because she was unemployed. It's okay because I have no income. I have to pay my bills. I've got two houses and two cars, and she doesn't have a job. How do you do that, by the way? How do you have two houses and two cars
and no job?
You don't have a job. How do you do that? And do it on $200 in, well, she was getting other forms of assistance, apparently. But anyway, those sharp folks at the Michigan Department of Human Services made the decision that it was not okay. And in fact, they said they may file charges against her to get her to pay back the benefits. So let's see, from September until, how many months? It's $200 of, so that's $1,000 out of a million. I think I just write them a check and be done with it.
Yep, pay
how
it
about,
back.
Huh?
Yeah, pay it back. I think that'd be the right thing.
Wow. All right, let's listen for a moment. The ladies on The View were talking yesterday, Jennifer, about something that is very important to you, and that's why I wanted to bring this up. A foot doctor was on the program with the ladies yesterday talking about the problems women have wearing heels.
Uh-oh, this is for me.
Yes.
We like wearing our heels. We wear heels every day, but you say that they can cause a lot of foot damage. What kind of problem?
We wear them for, like, from the dressing room to the set.
Right. But if you wear them a little bit longer, you might develop some of these problems. One of them is called a pump bump. It's a pretty common problem.
Ooh.
I got that one.
Wow.
It's also known as a retrocalcaneal bursitis or a Haglund's deformity. It's caused when the back of the shoe rubs against the back of the heel, causing an inflammation of the soft tissue called a bursa or a bursitis and a buildup of bone. Very difficult to wear shoes after you have this. Sometimes you can put a little heel lift in there to raise this above the lip of the shoe and make it feel a little bit better or wear strapless shoes.
Uh-huh.
The next thing, very common deformity is called a bunion and a hammer toe. I've repaired thousands of these over my course of practice, and for many times it's from patients try to squeeze these deformities into high-heel shoes. These are acquired deformities. Sometimes the shoe helps form it. There's also something called the Morton's neuroma, which is a pinched nerve caused by high-heel, narrow-fitting shoes. Mm. Usually occurs around this area with numbness and tingling into the third and the fourth.
No reaction from the audience.
Now, you believe the more that you wear high heels, the more you need to... The more you wear high heels, then the more you need to wear high heels.
Yes.
How's that so?
Where's that been?
Because high heels will elevate the rear of the foot and contract the Achilles tendon. This red line here is the Achilles tendon. So it becomes shorter. And this contraction over time becomes rigid and fixed. So that the only shoe that you can get to fill in the space between the bottom of the foot and the ground is a heel.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Did you get all that, Doug?
I was wondering whether Jennifer needed a massage on her legs.
Oh, yes, please.
Right?
I'll take it.
How many days a week do you wear heels, Jen?
Five.
I would say five. Yeah, okay. Every day you're at work.
Well, probably four at work and then one on the weekend.
So Friday is easy dress
usually,
day or something?
Well, yeah, usually I'll wear like boots, which actually have a heel on them. So, okay, maybe five or six.
Mm-hmm. Five or six.
Do they count, though, because you have more support?
Yeah, I've heard the perfect level of heel that you actually don't want to wear flats all the time because that has bad effects, too. I've heard the perfect level is like a 1 to 1.5 inch heel.
Which your boots would have,
body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you wear the big ones.
Yeah, I wear the ones that go up to my knee that have
like them.
The ones that come up to your knee?
Yeah.
You have boots that come up to your knee?
What's your average heel?
Yeah.
3 inches?
Well, a little below my knee. Average heel, well, see, all the shoes right now have 5.5-inch heels on them, but I feel, like, ginormous in those. So,
yeah, because you're tall.
Because I'm 5'10", so you put those on, and I'm, like, ready to play basketball.
Look out below!
I usually try to do 3, 3.5-inch heels if I can find cute ones.
All right, after this conversation, men, do you know what your testosterone level is?
It's higher now.
Right now? If you are losing testosterone, you haven't been listening well to this program. Losing testosterone can lead to stress, Richie, mood swings, negative outlook on life.
I'm sure.
Not to mention decreased sexual desire. That's why they have created T-Gen to naturally help boost your testosterone level. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels. Let's face it, as you get older, it's not easy for you to keep up with the active lifestyle that you once had. But with T-Gen, it'll be easier. Notice how I called T-Gen, not spelled the same as Jennifer.
I appreciate the name, though. That's
T-Gen,
nice.
T-G-E-N. If you're feeling weak, tired, and out of energy, it's because of your problems with testosterone, fatigue, apathy, insomnia. All of these things require that you get on the phone right now. Call 800-536-3854. That's 800-536-3854. Don't let aging be an excuse for the problems that you have. Reclaim the zest for life that you had by calling 800-536-3854 for a risk-free supply of T-Gen. 800-536-3854.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H. The brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
What is a fashion star? It's a fashion designer who's so good, their name is on the label. And we're looking for the next one.
I want to find the next fashion icon.
Tonight on NBC, it's the premiere of Fashion Star. From supermodel Elle McPherson with Nicole Richie, John Varvatos, and Jessica Simpson. The stakes have never been higher as H&M, Macy's, and Saks bid on the fashions. And what you see on the show, you can buy online and in stores the next day.
Let's go shopping.
Fashion Star premieres tonight on NBC.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, Jennifer. What do we have to download from the Queen of Cheap?
Ooh, until now, Dougie, grocery shoppers had two choices. Stores with low prices but sketchy natural products, or stores with healthy products but crazy expensive prices. But Vitacost.com has better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, and natural and organic foods, all at up to 50% off. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door for free. It's not just the best of both worlds. It's Momonomics. Take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
Wow.
Yeah.
Check it out, the Queen of Cheap box at DougStephan.com. Roberta hasn't been fired. She's gone for a couple days.
Just helping her out.
Right. 51 after on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Perfect, Richie.
Seldom seen
this is on my iPod. I listen to it every day.
I can imagine you in your Camaro bumping this up.
That's the funniest thing you've said for a week.
In my small block Camaro with the top down, cruising down the highway, singing at the top of my lungs. This is where I am, baby.
The chick magnet that Richmond Babs.
Chicks dig me, man.
All right, they sure do.
Chicks dig me.
Got a can of beer.
Listen to Babs.
Yeah, a can of beer in one hand and a hot dog in the other.
That's
one.
Right. Here's my favorite part. Hold on. Yeah.
They won't have excited, 'cause we have the brightest
night. Oh, God, I love
that. A love theme from A Star Is Born. This song called Evergreen hit number one during this week in 1977, as did the movie. Yeah. Fadden has no respect for the people on the other side who may have a fun.
My wife is upset with me, as a matter of fact, because I have a Barbara Streisand poster on our wall in our bedroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Target practice? Starport?
Okay. So enough of that. Barbara Streisand gets to start a movie music with Movie Moments.
You know, they're gonna remake that movie again.
Oh, good. Are they?
Oh, good.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood's going to direct.
Yeah?
Clint Eastwood is?
Star.
Now, that might be interesting. Pulled out.
I'm hearing that they're targeting Tom Cruise as the male lead.
Really?
Yeah. And that's certainly an interesting combination.
How does that not fit?
I think they were going to start filming early this year, but since Beyonce got pregnant and had a baby, they delayed the project for a year. So we'll see how this materializes down the road.
Is nobody better than her for that part? One would wonder. Is she that popular?
She's got the pipes. That's why.
Yeah. All right, so anyway,
he's gone.
That's the idea as we get started here. Will you guys be quiet so I can keep going here? Excuse me for just a second. The contest today features the number one movie during this week in 1987.
I just got tingly when Barbara
was number one in 1977. This one number one 1987. We have three audio clips. You'll listen to them, and then you figure out whether you know the movie. You call us at 800-510-8255, and the right answer in first hasn't won before in Movie Moments gets the prize. Here's the first clip.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
All right, the first voice is unique in the combination with the second voice. In other words, they didn't appear in any of the movies together, I do not believe. Right, Chucker?
I know the second voice. I'm not positive. I'm not 100% positive. The first voice.
The first voice is Ernest Borgnine, I believe. 800-510-8255. Next clip.
I ain't like that no more. I'm a changed man. You were right. I was wrong. We got a family here. I'm going to start acting responsibly. So let's go, honey. Let's go get Nathan Jr.
Come on, that gave it away. Yeah. I remember seeing this movie when it was out, and I thought, wow, this is weird. I didn't even want to go see it, but then I didn't. Thought it was...
I think I know it.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's Ernest Borgnine in the first
one? Yeah, that's what's throwing me off. What
play,
year is
that
this movie?
Play the first cut again.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
There's no Ernest Borgnine.
We just want to hear the truth.
That's not the second voice you're going to tell.
I am telling you what
you're right, anyway, maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Next.
I'm not going to live this way, huh? It just ain't family life.
Well, it ain't Ozzy and Harriet.
Yeah, I got it.
I know.
Okay. All right. And that wasn't Ernest Borgnine, last voice, by the way.
You're confusing me.
No, I don't mean the first one. Play the first one again. Tell me that doesn't sound like Ernest Borgnine.
It doesn't.
You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
Yes.
No, sir, no way.
Absolutely sounds like Ernest Borgnine.
Sounds more like Dan Aykroyd.
Doesn't it, Chucker?
A little bit.
Okay. 800-510-8255. All right, Chucker, what's in the movie news department today?
All right, Doug. Early buzz on Lionsgate's new film, The Hunger Games, is reportedly very positive. They had a critic screening last week, and some buzz started to feed through Twitter. Many critics calling the film great, which is really good news for the studio and also the movie business. As I said the other day, The Hunger Games is tracking at a $95 million-plus opening weekend when it hits theaters on the 23rd. Other news, after seeing the newest coming attraction trailer for Marvel's superhero movie, The Avengers, it was attached before John Carter this weekend, I have no doubt that this will be as big as summer movies get. It really looks good, and it's going to have mass appeal. I predict at least $1.2 billion worldwide.
Wow.
In related news, AMC, the theater chain, announcing it's going to do an Avengers marathon, screening Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, and the new Avengers movie at midnight, all in the same day for a price of $40 a ticket. That's a long sit if you can do it.
That's
I don't think I'd do it.
Barbara is in Auburn, California. What's the name of that movie?
Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona was the number one movie during this week in 1987. You are correct, Amundo. Hold on, Barbara.
In the past,